Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back on the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number three. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle. We're back in the Labatt Blue studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We have some more from Dwight Gault, Penn State's strength and conditioning coach. He spoke to the media after the Lift for Life event over the weekend and got into questions and hit on some high notes on some of the players we're most curious about. We'll start this particular segment looking at Sean Clifford and his development since he got to campus as a high school player and how hard he's training with that starting job in his sights.
You know, basically, we just, with the upper body, I mean, I'm about done with Sean. He benches 350. He just got 16 on 225 as a sophomore quarterback, so he's got a really good upper body foundation. A lot of it is just his work ethic. He trains incredibly hard. And I think you guys know, we've talked about a little bit with Trace. These guys have running back tendencies. So we've got to make sure that not only are we keeping a really good amount of flexibility and stability in the shoulders for the forward mechanics, we also got to make sure that they can take hits. Because, you know, we need Sean to take off a little bit this year. So we've really worked hard on that. He's embraced that. He's done a really nice job of getting not only his core section, but his upper body in a really, really good situation. Speed-wise, he's a really good athlete. He's a very, very good athlete. And he's bigger. He's about 215 right now. He's a bigger guy. Trace is 198, something like that. So he's a bigger, stronger kid. And it took me a little bit to kind of match up his ability to really exert horizontal forces in the ground, his size. But he just worked so hard.
Boy, there's a lot to unpack from hearing Dwight Gault on Sean Clifford. Works incredibly hard. So you pair that with, you know, and I don't think this was lip service either. I think. Sean Clifford, this is an extension of what seems to be, you know, real purposeful leadership from him, is to show it in the weight room too. The weight number at 215, and, you know, I thought that Dwight Gault pulled back the curtain a little bit to what his job is really like when it comes to balancing all the different things you want from. So as a quarterback who you know is going to run, that's a challenge to develop that physically, both on Clifford's end and on Penn State's strength staff, and to try to strengthen the muscles that you need, as he mentioned, for his throwing mechanics.
Right.
And then also knowing that he's going to run. But 215, coming in, you know, almost 20 pounds heavier than Trace McSorley. I also don't believe he's going to be a statue back there either.
Right.
So he's preparing for the running, both in terms of quickness and with that upper body, who, as Dwight Gault mentioned, he benches 350 now.
Yeah, I mean, he looks different too. I was just going back and looking at some old photos of him when he first got to Penn State compared to now. And I mean, if you need any sort of if you need any sort of example of how these guys change in just a couple of years, I mean, Sean Clifford is it. You know, he still slowly but steadily built his upper body up to be able to absorb the hits without losing any of the speed that he already has. And look, we've talked about it before. He's never going to be confused for Trace McSorley or Tommy Stevens. He's not a guy who is going to, you know, prefer to tuck the ball and run, or run and pick up 40 yards by, you know, shifting around defenders and all this stuff. It might happen once in a while. It's not going to be consistent. But to think this guy can't, you know, do the RPO stuff is just a little bit nuts. I don't, you know, Gault was talking about the fact that, you know, this year we need Sean Clifford to take off, is what he said. And, you know, he has the ability to do that without really, doing anything outside of his comfort zone.
We got a few more quotes to get to. I want to make sure we get to all of them. Here's another good one from Dwight Gault on Micah Parsons and Jason Oway and that competition between them and how it's driving both of them to be better.
I think it's been great for them. I think it's been great. It's been good for Micah. Michael's phenomenal. I'm so, so pleased and happy with him. But, you know, Michael's kind of the guy. He's had good success every step of the way, and he's really very, very seldom run into somebody that can keep up with him. And that time you guys saw the video that they raced after a workout, and Jason beat him, was a real good, and, you know, Micah keeps his foot on the gas all the time now. You know, and then obviously Micah gets him a lot of things, and Jason's like, no, that's not going to happen. So it's been a really good rivalry between them, you know, and it's friendly. They're really close. We work a lot together in the weight room with them, but it's been a really good situation for both of them to kind of keep their foot on the gas.
Keeping their foot on the gas was what I took away there, and not that an elite athlete like Micah Parsons necessarily needs that, but he's got that at Penn State, and I don't think you can argue that it's speeding up his development a bit.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, like Galt, you just heard Galt say. I mean, he's not really been challenged at any level, and you know, last year there were times he did get hit in the face a little bit in terms of not being in the right place, in terms of guys beating him in some athletic competitions that, you know, high school teammates could never come close to doing. So I do believe that when you look at that that impact it's had on Mike, I think it's had an impact on Mike. I think it's had an impact on Jason Owe. I think it's had an impact on Jesse Luketta, all those guys. And then that flows off to the younger guys, to Brandon Smith, to Lance Dixon, and so on. So I don't think there's any question that this has been a good thing for all those guys to help them grow up and mature.
Good news for those still interested in getting in on that great buy one, get one free offer from GoPSURV.com. With some RVs still available, Mark's decided to extend that offer through the end of July. It previously ended in June, so you have another shot at it if you were thinking about it and didn't pull the trigger. Don't make that mistake again. You rent one RV to either the first two games of the year, Idaho or Buffalo, you get another RV free for the same weekend. Double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. For more information, go to gopsurv.com or you can call Mark directly at 1-800-519-8467 for the ultimate tailgating experience and an awesome offer to boot. That's gopsurv.com. Another good quote here from Dwight Galt on Rasheed Walker and just some of the natural strength and ability that he has.
Rasheed's been really good. He it was funny. He was here last summer, but when he first started, he was bigger. I mean, he was like 292 when he got here. He's like 320 now, so he's a bigger kid. And the first week kind of like got him, and we're like, whoa, you're all right, man, let's go. Let's go. You've been here a year now. I have real expectations of you. By week three, he's an animal. I mean, he's the thing about him, he's such a big kid, and he's young, but he's so developed, and his movement is so good. So from a physical standpoint, we're really pleased where he is. We're really pleased. He's going to be a big, strong, agile left tackle for us, and he's in great shape right now. So we really hope he can do some good things for us.
Greg, that sounds like good news to me. That it's one thing, just I think he hinted at naturally his natural build as a big kid, just a genuinely big kid, mentioned arrived at 292. He's now 320.
Yeah.
So he is a big dude, but one of the things that he mentioned was his movement and the way that he's able to move at that weight. He also, if you had any doubt that they were gonna pull the parachute and let Rasheed Walker operate at left tackle,
yeah,
I think Dwight Galt just confirmed that by saying he's going to be, whatever he said, a left tackle for us.
And Will Fries basically said that, you know, he's looking forward to being on the right side and not moving back and forth. And I think that maybe was a bit of a something that was overlooked last year, is that, you know, because of injuries and experience and all that, you know, he was moved around a bit. And I just think it's so important to get your guys stuck on, you know, the side that they're going to be on. Get them all the reps you can get them there instead of moving them around or taking them in, taking them out, and all this other stuff. So that should be a pretty good, you know, thing for Will Fries and for Rasheed Walker, who I think fans are going to have to be patient with. I really do. I think he has all the talent in the world, but I also think, Dustin, that, you know, it's not easy to jump in there as a redshirt freshman and immediately start. So it's going to take some time for him to get everything sorted out. I expect there'll be some speed bumps along the way, but, you know, he has all the talent in the world.
That role clarity, I think is a big deal. I think you're going to go into the year knowing who your two tackles are and where they're going to play. And then if they're both healthy, you just live with what the results are going to be. Another tackle to mention, Anthony Wigan, the junior college product from Lackawanna. Dwight Galt says he's the best looking 309-pound man he's seen.
You know, Anthony Wigan is the best looking 309-pound man I've ever seen in my life. You guys see, he weighs 309 pounds.
That's
he. He's beautiful. He's done a great, great job in a short time here. I'm so glad he's a mid-year. He's done a phenomenal job. He didn't have a great strength base when he got here. and it's something he's worked. He's one of our best workers. His movement and feet are phenomenal. His condition is great. His attitude and his approach is really good. So we got to get that piece to catch up, and I think it really is. I'm really pleased, and I can hardly wait to see him in camp.
So, Greg, those are good things that Dwight Gault said, but they're not all the way 100% good. You can hear that there's still some development that needs to happen in order for him to really be prepared. And I think you came away with the conclusion that, you know, redshirt is a likelihood. I think we thought that anyway. But hearing from Dwight Gault, there's some good stuff in there, but also some things that Anthony Wigan has to catch up on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's always it's the same with guys out of high school, just as it is with the junior college level. Sometimes the JUCO guys can be a little bit more of an instant fix, but more often than not, you're not going to get a surefire, guaranteed instant fix, you know, add water and stir, and all of a sudden that guy's able to start for you. You know, it's going to take some time, just like it takes time with, it's going to take time with guys right out of high school like Rasheed Walker. So if they can get Wigan in there for some experience this year and get his body to a point where he can help them the next two seasons, I think that would be very helpful and productive for him and for them this year.
That's one of the good things, one of the benefits that they had that they didn't have with Paris Palmer, is that they needed to cram Paris Palmer into the lineup a few years ago. They can afford to take a little bit of time with Anthony Wigan. All right, one more quote from Dwight Gault. This one on Cam Brown and the way that he's approached business going into his senior season at linebacker.
Well, Cam's matured so much. I mean, physically and emotionally and mentally, he's our alpha male. Great to have for me. Huge support for do it the right way, do it the Penn State way. That's huge. As we know, I mean, when he got here, he was 197 pounds and weighed 231 yesterday. So 35 is our planned weight for him. And we're really, really pleased with the effort that he's put into. That's hard for him. He's 6'5 and a quarter. He's a tall, rangy kid. He's about 3% body fat. So, we're not really putting fat on him. So, we're really pleased with how he's progressed.
So the music was loud in that club. We didn't hear everything Dwight Gault said, but one thing that stood out, Greg, 3% body fat. You know, for me, as at 33% body fat, I really admire that.
33, yeah.
See, but, you know, the gist of it being, you know, he's worked incredibly hard. He's done things exactly what Penn State has wanted him to, and I think we both expect it's going to pay off on the field this year.
Really like the offseason Cam Brown has had. Again, we talked about this before, but he looks like a linebacker now. And it's not that he didn't before, but, you know, he was still a little bit thin, yeah, and now he does. He put on good weight, and he's in for a big season. I'd be disappointed if he doesn't, you know, lead the team in tackles and things like that, or be a part of that conversation at least.
All right, that's it for Dwight Gault, and we're going to keep looking ahead to 2019. Our defensive tackle preview jumpstarts our position breakdown. That's coming up after this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.